Thank you, Aaron, and good evening, everyone. A Eureka woman is being charged with murder, felony hit and run, and several other charges after she led a Eureka police officer on a high-speed chase that ended when she crashed into a minivan with four passengers, killing one at about 8:30 last night. Brooke Hames ran a stop sign and was seen by a Eureka police officer who attempted to pull her over for a traffic stop. Hames fled instead, and after dropping off two passengers in front of the Harbor Lanes on Broadway, she led the officer on a chase with speeds reaching upwards of 90 miles per hour. Hames lost control of the pickup she was driving, and she smashed into a minivan driven by 26-year-old Arcata resident Jose Chisholm. The impact of the crash killed 24-year-old Danielle Weaver and injured their 13-month-old child. Both those two were in the back seat. 54-year-old Gary Chisholm, who was in the front seat, also suffered injuries. Jose Chisholm was airlifted to Santa Rosa for medical treatment, and the infant and Gary Chisholm were treated for their injuries at St. Joseph's Hospital. Hames is suspected of being under the influence of alcohol at the time of the collision, and she was driving on a suspended license. Hames also attempted to flee the scene on foot following the crash, but was quickly caught by police. Hames was booked into county jail, and bail was set at more than $1 million. The Eureka Police Department is investigating a report of suspicious activity after a 13-year-old girl reported that she was approached twice in the last week while on her way to school by an adult male. The girl told police that the driver behind the wheel of a black four-door sedan followed her in the vicinity of Harris and K Streets, where he asked her to get into his car. A second incident took place near Boone and S Streets, and the driver is described as an Hispanic male, an adult in his 20s with short dark hair. Eureka police have stepped up patrols in the area in search of the driver, and anyone with information is asked to contact EPD. The Board of Supervisors heard a proposal today that would establish two local citizen advisory boards, one for Eureka and one for McKinleyville. The citizen advisory boards would be comprised of business and property owners in their respective areas and will provide guidance to the supervisors on issues such as land use, planning, and public safety. The advisory boards will be tasked with gathering public input, and panel members will be a mix of appointed members and the others being approved by the board. The McKinleyville Advisory Committee will contain 8 members, with one serving as a non-voting participant, while the Eureka Committee will be comprised of 7 members, all of whom will have a vote. Next up, the clerk of the board will solicit nominations for the committees and bring those nominations back to the supervisors for their approval. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
Here's Redwood Capital Bank customer CeCe Walker of Praxis Fitness.
I've been a customer of Redwood Capital Bank for 3 years. I love the excellent, friendly service I receive. I've never had a relationship with a financial institution like I do with Redwood Capital Bank. They know me, they know what I need, and they're always there to help. The personal connection I've experienced with Redwood Capital Bank is above and beyond any other financial institution.
We believe in living our values every day.
Redwood Capital Bank. Our interest is you.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Don Anabuski, who has been a fixture in the Humboldt County business community for many years, has also been serving as the interim director of the Redwood Region Economic Development Commission. Today, REDEC announced that the interim tag has been removed and that Anabuski is the new executive director. Anabuski replaces Greg Foster, who took a position with Redwood Capital Bank, and Anabuski said in a statement that this position with REDEC is a wonderful opportunity to work with a strong team. It will also allow me to be involved with many promising economic development projects that have wide support and will contribute to our community and our economy. The Sequoia Park Zoo Conservation Advisory Committee, a joint endeavor between the city and the Zoo Foundation, has awarded 3 local conservation projects to assist in their work. The Wildlife Care Center was awarded $1,000 and will use the money for a new computer and digital camera that will focus on an eagle's nest in the Turtle Bay and will provide a live feed to the Wildlife Center's website where visitors can view what's happening in that nest. The Yurok Tribe received $770 for its condor outreach program, and the Humboldt State Bullfrog Management Project received $500 for its work in studying frogs in our local wetlands. And Pacific Gas and Electric has paid the 49 counties and 243 cities it operates in the franchise and property taxes the company owes. In Humboldt, that means more than $1.8 million for the county, and for Mendocino County, it was just over $1 million. PG&E pays taxes to local jurisdictions for the right to use county and city roads for its gas and electric facilities. And that's your North Coast News on this Tuesday evening for KINS News and Information. I'm Dan Squire.